Welcome to Season 2 of the NEEK podcast, the intermediate level series that brings English into social discussions. Improve your everyday conversations with NEEK podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
This episode is about a man called Mr. Queener. He is not the wisest, not the strongest, not even all that good. He is just a man. There is nothing special about him, nothing at all. And that's the part that makes him a real man. Hi, my name is Aydin and this is NEEK Podcast. And our guest today is Mr. Queener. Hello, Mr. Queener.
I don't agree with greetings, goodbyes, anniversaries, parties, goodbye parties, starting again, taking a revenge, judgment day, and etc. I don't like any of them.
Okay, Mr. Queener, what are you doing these days?
I am working very hard.
What are you working on?
I am preparing my next mistake.
Okay, do you remember any other mistakes that you have made?
Yes. Some days ago, I was walking in the street and I saw a little kid who was crying. I asked him, "Why are you crying? What happened?" He answered, "I had 2 coins and I wanted to go to cinema. But a big boy came and took one of my coins." I asked him, "Why didn't you call for help?" He said, "I did. But no one heard my voice." I asked them, "Couldn't you scream louder?" The little boy told me, "No." So I took his other coin and kept walking.
Yeah, alright. Mr. Queener, do you think God exists?
When people ask me this question, I tell them to go and think about this. Will your behavior change when you know the answer? If not, so the question goes away. But if yes, you have made your decision. You need a God.
What a wise answer. Mr. Queener, you said once our judges are bribe takers, right?
Yes, I did. But I take it back. I was wrong.
What changed your mind then?
I realized they are not bribe takers. Because it doesn't matter how much you bribe them, you cannot make them tell the truth with no amount of money.
When was the last time you got sad?
The other day, an old friend saw me and told me, "You haven't changed at all." That made me so upset.
Oh, how interesting. Because a few episodes back, we talked about something like that. Do you think we should make a promise?
I don't think so. Making a promise is against the disciplines of the world. An arm can promise that after 7 years it is still an arm and not a leg. But it won't be the same arm. As long as the person that you made a promise to changes during the time and becomes another person, how can you keep your promise? Because you made the promise to someone else. A wise man cheats. A wise man won't make any promises, except that he stays a wise man.
Wow. You have so many brilliant ideas, Mr. Queener. Now that we are on the topic, we also had another episode about love. Do you have something to say about that?
Actually, the biggest mistake that people make is that they think love is more valuable than friendship. And they think these are two different things. Love is only valuable when it contains a friendship. And that friendship constantly makes more love. Love without friendship is just temporary.
So beautiful. Mr. Queener, I also have another question.
Sorry. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But why?
Because I think I don't have any other wise thing to tell you.
But it's not important for me that you don't say something wise. I just want to talk to you.
I believe you, but it is important for me.
Mr. Queener is a fictional character made by Bertolt Brecht. He is just an ordinary man who is always thinking and trying to figure out what is the right thing to do. He is always wondering about life, just like us. And his stories can make us think and can also teach us a lot about life and different subjects, but mainly about society and how we should behave. Brecht has written his own ideas through his short stories about Mr. Quiner, and the interview above was inspired by his short stories. If you are interested in this character and want to know more about him and his ideas, there is a book called The Elephant. It is full of short stories about Mr. Quiner. Let's hear the short version of another one of the stories of this book, and goodbye.